Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome to Kaliningrad. It was our first show here, but also be doing a show here tomorrow. We had some fine guests, because of course England are in town to play Belgium.
That's right, and you won't be hearing any of those, because it's basically football journalists talking about England tonight. That wouldn't be making much sense. What you will hear, though, is how we arrived in Kaliningrad, the guy who met us, the hotel we're staying in, that sort of stuff, the usual thing. Although Henry Winter came on and talked quite interestingly about Kaliningrad itself. Mark Dolan, the comedian, he was there. Tinsel was on top form.
He was, top form, yeah.
A bit of chat about him. Steve Freeth, and of course his TV formats. You'll hear a bit about Paul's experiences in Russian toilets, which is quite good as well.
Well, if that don't make you listen, nothing will. Here it is.
Good morning. You 10:05. Were you 11:05 here in Kaliningrad?
Yes.
We've just gone to a 1 hour difference between homes. So, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everyone. And let's first turn to the great Barry Davis to sum up how we all feel this morning.
Where were the Germans? But frankly, who cares?
Well said, Barry. Well, I can't disagree with that. Actually,
I don't know what the German word for Schadenfreude is, but I think we're all feeling it a little bit today.
We are, certainly. Anyway,
a shocker.
More of that later, because I've got a lot of football chat on the show. Let's talk about it.
You've got like the minutiae of this trip. Andy was on the plane last night filling in this massive book with stuff. Now, I don't know what's coming up.
Well, no, that's the backup side. I didn't want to do a David Priest that I did yesterday when I couldn't find the thing I wanted.
Don't blame David Priest.
It's not David's fault. He's a very fine goalkeeping coach.
He is, that's right.
And art critic.
You turned to something he'd said. And nothing.
And I couldn't find it. But I've got the backup material, but I'm ready with today's delay stuff.
Eyes down.
Now, sometimes I think the listeners must think that we make a lot of this stuff up for comic effect, but I swear to goodness that the fixer for this trip to Kaliningrad is a man called Arson.
Yeah, he is called Arson.
He is called
Arson. Spelled the same way.
But luckily, he didn't have a big coat that he couldn't unzip, and he didn't drive straight past us saying, "I did not see it."
No, he didn't.
So he wore a fetching pair of salmon pink trousers.
He did.
I do like him.
With a kind of matching salmon pink T-shirt. He really carried it off, didn't he? Yeah.
I like a man in salmon pink trousers. And he was Armenian.
As Neil Warnock was saying.
And Dave tried to make conversation with him about the outgoing Armenian president, but he didn't seem too interested in that.
No.
But he had a very posh accent. He was trying to affect a very posh accent. John thought he was one of the Chipping Norton arsons, which he might
well
have
been. It could well have been,
But it was a very strange incident, a traffic accident. As we pulled into the hotel car park, a boat had come off the roof of a car and hit a trolley bus.
Yeah, it's that classic accident. How many times have you seen that? That's one for Alistair Stewart's next series. Yeah. You would think, wouldn't it? That classic accident between trolley bus and boat, which had then landed on the bonnet of another car. You know? It's like we always shouted "mouse trap" as we went past, didn't we?
I'm sure I heard Jamie Circum there going,
"Roof of a car, a boat has come off and hit a trolley."
Yeah, I think he did say that.
It doesn't really sound like that.
No. His hay fever must be bad at the moment. Worse than usual.
Now the hotel. I mean, not that we're one to complain. We are.
Well, you are. But it's not like. I'm not complaining. All I'm saying is that this is FIFA have given at the hotel we're staying in here in Kaliningrad their seal of approval. It's an official FIFA hotel. Yeah. I think that might change where Gianni Infantino are made to stay in all the hotels that get the stamp of approval. Yes. It's got a nautical theme. We won't name it. It's got a nautical theme. our hotel, hasn't it? I think they've overplayed it.
I think they've overplayed it.
We'll try and send you some pictures later. They're slightly over. I mean, they've got like a ship's wheel in reception.
They have.
And a sort of sextant and all that sort of stuff.
Isn't it very, very grim breakfast, as you expect? But when you go into the breakfast room, it's like scenes of Venice. Yeah. Thinking, like, this is a place you'd rather be than here.
Yeah. And they've got a slightly sort of fetid old canal around the back. I don't know if you noticed that. Maybe that's what they're aiming at.
Arsene was only with us for one night because he's the manager of the local door factory.
He is. That's his job. So it's nearby, it sounds like he looks after us by night, supply manager of a door factory by day.
In nearby Svetli. Yes. We're quite Svetli in here today.
John Svetli,
the local weatherman. Yeah. And we were so hungry, Arsene recommended an Armenian restaurant, obviously owned by his cousin.
Yeah.
But it was closed, so we went to a surprisingly good Japanese place.
Yeah.
And Arsene seemed unduly interested in the royal family, which led to a lively discussion about whether Meghan Markle's old life was better than a new one.
Yeah, it's always great to come to other parts of the world and have those conversations. Now, you said something while you made this bold claim to Arsene.
Well, Arsene was asking us about like what we are and what we do. And
what the show is, yeah. Show do you is, play yeah. music? We said, no, not really. It's all sport.
That's
because
right.
Then Andy said it just in this incredibly pompous way. He just suddenly looked at this guy and said, because I am an expert on sports knowledge. I'm an expert on sports knowledge.
All sports, I said to him.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Then I started to
that's
go through all the
said.
Sports I don't know anything about, like but then, archery, korfball.
Throughout the evening, you then started saying, yeah, korfball, I don't know much about
that. Don't know about much.
Ice hockey.
Shinty, that's not one
yeah,
of his strong
not
ones.
One of mine. Yes,
it basically comes down to football, cricket, baseball, basketball, and American football.
So you didn't say I'm an expert on five sports, did you? You made
a
bold
bit about
claim.
Athletics.
Now, so, do you want to know something? Should we have a break from that?
Oh, yes.
Just for a moment, unless you've got loads. I don't close the book.
Well, I don't like to, you know, to get in your way.
No, is there a lot more you've got? Is there?
Of course, I've got a lot
then.
More.
Can we get on
now,
with it? I'll do this
got?
Later. I know, I'll do it later. You carry on with this. I know you want to get
it. It all
off
leads to the bit that you're going to do about autographs.
Okay, go on then.
Okay, so he said to us, where are you from? And Dave said, Watford, the home of Elton John and Harry Potter. We said he's not from Watford. You thought he played for Watford.
He did. He was another one who lasted 10 minutes and then went to Brescia, like quite a lot of their players, you know.
And in the hotel, we've got Russia's worst curtains.
Oh, yeah. Now, this Quinton Wilson, if he's looking for a new show. Hi, I'm Quinton Wilson. Welcome to Russia's Worst Curtains. Now, what they've done there, we should call housekeeping in. There's enough curtain, but there's a gap. It's got one of those wooden poles with the wooden rings. You know what I'm talking about. But the way they've managed to do it is put quite a lot of the curtain and the ring the other side of the thing that sort of butts onto it.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of rings and a lot of curtain up one end. Then you...
And the other factor is they're transparent.
Yeah.
Which is not great in a place where it gets light at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, transparent curtains, which doesn't help. And then you can't close them properly, so it doesn't matter. Maybe you see that the Carry On film. Remember Elle's Bells?
Yeah.
Well, think of that, really. It's got that kind of feel to it, isn't it?
And yet, this sub one-star hotel has incredibly luxurious toweling robes.
Yeah.
Like the ones I once nicked from the Georges Sank in
you
Paris.
Stole them. Didn't they come
well,
after
the,
you
No, in
that?
The old days, you could steal them before they cottoned on, and now they put them on your credit card if you steal them.
Oh, yeah.
But in those days, I had it for years, this thing.
You had it away, did you?
Oh, it was luxurious. It was. I'd get out of the bath.
I hope they're listening today. They might get, might get this really hefty bill.
They're really listening at the Georges Sank.
Oh, they love the show.
Oh, they do.
They tune in for your kind of sideways look at the world of football and all other sports, which, of course, you know about.
Or Glimpse of the Week is my favourite.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the conception.
When's Tinsel coming on?
Receptionist. I was trying to say concierge and receptionist, and I said conceptionist. I don't know what that is.
That's a very different job.
It certainly is. Yeah. And anyway, finally, a little bit here.
Go on, then.
I'm glad to have got to the end of it. We've driven to the venue this morning by a taxi driver who did look remarkably like Barry Chuckle.
Yeah, Barry Chuckle.
Yeah. You gave yourself a pat on the back there.
I got four agreed. Through the covers.
It was
and
beautiful.
I just
it was like David
Gower. Metaphorically touched the brim of my cap to acknowledge the crowd's cheers. He did look like... so I got four for look-alike cricket. And then we got talking about our producer said... Barry Chuckle was one of the first autographs I ever got. I said, well, who else was in the book? Because generally people don't keep up on autographs, do they? They tend to get one or two and they run out of interest. And John, our producer, said, well, I've got the Chuckle brothers.
And Neville Southall.
And Neville Southall when he was at Torquay.
That's right, yeah.
He's very specified.
I don't remember the Torquay era of the Southall
Where his
career.
Autograph, of course, at Torquay, his writing became shakier because obviously he was probably quite depressed. A handwriting expert would look at it and say that was a cry for help. We then asked our head of football, David, any autographs? He said, I've just got one. Because, they again, autographs, unless you're really into it. Gary Penrice, the former Watford player, is all he's got. I asked you, you'd never kept an autograph.
No, but my wife, Sue, she's got a one from the old days when Uncle Joe Loss, used to do a radio show, rather. So she's got Ross McManus.
Who's Elvis Costello's dad.
And Petula Clark.
But that's a good, we're putting quite a good team here. And all I had was, I got two autographs and gave up from a testimonial, Terry Venables and Alan Gilzean. Yeah. So that was the sum total.
Yeah.
So I was thinking today, England, it's been suggested, should maybe go out and lose tonight's game.
Mm.
So via your scattergun, fairly eclectic and erratic autographs, that maybe you only ever got one or two in a book. You're not a collector. We don't want somebody who's got loads and loads of autographs because they care. But you bought a book, you went somewhere, you got one autograph, you stuck it in a cupboard, and now and again you look at it and you think, yeah, maybe I should have carried on with it.
Or you've got a few, but extremely obscure, like Petula Clark.
So look, we'll
not that, it's a bit harsh on Petula there.
We'll build, if you're listening, Petula, she's in the George South, listening.
She is. So she always stays there. What she likes tonight, the towel dressing ropes.
We'll build a team from your scattergun one-off autographs. Yeah. That will definitely go out and lose to Belgium this evening.
So that's a good idea.
At TSHNJ. TSHANDJ.
So who's in goal? Well, Neville Southall's got to be in goal.
We want to lose this game. we saw Neville a while ago at a do, and he's still a very good goalkeeper, isn't he? He was at an event.
He'd fill the goal, that's for sure.
Okay, well, I think we put Petula Clark in goal because we do not want to.
You're going to play Neville in midfield.
Clark in goal. We play. He's the engine room. He's the box to box midfielder. Is Neville Southall. He's going to sit there. So we're going to build this team. Where do you want Gary Penrice to play?
Where will Gary Penrice play?
Out of position. Should we play him at centre half?
Left back.
We're going to play him at left back. Penrice at left back.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll play three at the back. Okay. So we're going to get three at the back. Where's Alan Gilzean? I mean, I'm going to play him at centre half because he's a brilliant front man. We want to lose this game.
Put Ross McManus up front.
So, what about the Chuckle Brothers? One person, or are they two? We're playing Paul and Barry in this team. Yeah. Like it matters. Well, right, I'll tell you, we'll play Paul and Barry either side of Alan
Gilzean.
Leave
a bit of space for the listeners.
We will. Yeah. Okay. So, look, keep those coming at TSHNJ. TSHANDJ. The wife's been in touch. She said, "I had George Best autograph from Malaga Airport. I just thought he looked like a tramp with a big beard." Yeah. Thanks very much for that. Destroying the image of a once fantastic footballer. Yeah. Thank you very much, caller. Bernie Jacobs live from Kaliningrad ahead of England versus Belgium tonight. You've been reacting to that idea of building a team that can definitely lose tonight against Belgium. And Mark has been in touch. He said, I went to watch a cricket match with the school at Nottingham, bought an autograph book, only ever put one name in it, Russell Cobb. So we'll find room for Russell Cobb somewhere in the team that will definitely lose.
And you can always trust Bob from Arbroath to come through.
He's tremendous. What did he come up with, Bob?
He said, when I was a kid, I once got Bernie Clifton's autograph while he was still sitting on his ostrich. He said, true. Maybe he could play on the wing.
That would be nice. Yeah, we'll put Bernie Clifton and ostrich on the wing. That would sort them out. That will confuse Jan Vertonghen. Henry Winter from The Times is with us. We're delighted to say hi. Henry, good
hi,
to
guys.
See you.
Nice to see you in person.
Yes, we've been chatting and we do appreciate your work on
You're
the
looking
phone.
Fairly brown, I have to say.
Yeah, the weather has been spectacular, hasn't it?
What about me?
Well, you look like you've just come out of the George Sank.
in your nicked towel in
Rome. pile of towels on your arm.
We've not really had an opportunity. We got in quite late, just ate something, went to bed, and here we are. So you've had a chance to look round Kaliningrad. We'll do that later on. What have you made of it so far?
Well, I mean, some of the write-ups, I was expecting to walk into a pile of Soviet architecture and wasteland. But actually, I mean, where I'm staying, I'm actually in with the Belgian team. And obviously, they've got a fairly nice hotel. It overlooks a lake. But even around there, went for a run this morning, and all the area around, it's really nice. They're building it up. The beach, good beach, is about an hour. I don't work for the Kaliningrad Tourist Board, but I've been quite impressed with it, particularly given some of the build-up. Just been to one of the museums down the road. There's a very famous siege here in the Second World War when the Soviets came through, and there's an amazing bunker museum. There were England fans in there. There were Brazilian fans in there. Obviously, obviously Russians in there going around with the auto guides and just sort of listening and just hearing about an extraordinary period of world history, not simply Baltic.
Have you seen many England fans?
Yeah, I have. I've seen a lot more than in Nizhny and Volgograd.
So you think they've maybe come over the border and they've made that
they
attempt
have.
To get tickets for the last game?
Yeah, there was a bit of murder on the Gdansk floor, as they've been telling us. they've been staying in Warsaw. I mean, some of them I know have been, the ones who've been travelling around and were in Nizhny and Volgograd and are staying in Moscow and St. Petersburg, they've made unbelievable train journeys over here. I mean, sort of 20 hours going through sort of Belarus and, I mean, the legends like Robbie from Arsenal here. We've got everyone's turned up for this.
The trains here are marvellous, we think. They're absolutely fantastic. They run totally to time. Beautiful trains, beautiful service. It really is very special.
I think there's only one thing better than the trains here, and that is the metro system in Moscow, which is just like wandering through the Hermitage in St. Petersburg in terms of an amazing art gallery. And I mean, it is stunning. So it's great that we've got a World Cup like this, because there's so much scepticism about Russia, understandably so, given sort of, you know, regimes down the years. But I found the people very friendly on the whole.
Sure, we all have.
I always get lost in cities, partly deliberately, go off piece and just wander into places. And
I'm glad you're able to turn up this morning.
Yeah, no, I did. I turned up early, actually. To be fair, I knew you'd be in a pub. I thought it was the Ted Drake pub. So they were a bit confused.
That's why Robbie's here.
Yeah,
it was the Ted Chelsea, Drake pub.
Yeah, and us as well. It's a very leafy suburb, actually. I've only had a look out the window there. Look, it's really nice, isn't it? Trees, and it's quite pleasant.
They've got trees here.
Well, I don't mean that's
green. Do you have trees in
No, but you were saying that it was going to be like very Soviet architecture and concrete, and it's not. It's a leafy suburb.
Yeah, well, the RAF did flatten it in 1944, that's taken quite
probably
a bit.
Probably not best to mention that round.
It looks as if, certainly in the next stage, we're going to see a lot more England fans now trying to get out. Now that the kind of tickets will be available for the next stage of the competition, we'll see a lot more coming here.
Do you know, it's interesting talking to the England fans. They were hoping that Argentina would go out, A, because they wanted Argentina to go out, but also because they knew there's so many Argentinian fans out here. And Argentinian fans, when they often leave tournaments, they tend not to stay on, and if they've got tickets, and go on and do the quarterfinals, semifinals, finals, they give their tickets back to FIFA, get a refund, and then go back to Buenos Aires. So there could have been a huge amount of tickets being freed onto the market. But I think what's happened is that people have been listening to you guys, reading the papers, watching on TV, and realise it's quite a party going on out here, and they want to join it. So that's why it's increasing. I imagine it'll be an extra 2,000 more tonight.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We are live in Kaliningrad ahead of England versus Belgium tonight, and chatting, because our cab driver looked like Barry Chuckle, we got chatting about autographs. Our producer and Barry and Paul's autograph, it was one of his first and one of his only, because all he had was that and Neville Southall. We all realised we had very incomplete autograph books, only had one or two names in it. Most people's have, unless you're a serious collector. And you've been telling us about some of those that you've got over the years. And
They're not all going to get in the team now. I've got to be quiet. Me and Tinsel will be judging with the selection panel, and they've got to be good to get in the side.
We are going to put the team, to him later on. But who have we got here? This is not Fish from Marillion, says Gary. I sneaked into his dressing room at the Sheffield City Hall. A very tall target man, he says.
Yes.
And a Scot, though.
No, sorry, Fish can't be in the side.
Fish can't be in the side. That is a great shame.
Yes, pity.
Sir Bernard Lovell of Jodrell Bank fame, says Roger Clifford, and Patrick Moore, brackets, my dad had a friend who was into astronomy.
I'd say Moore, no, Lovell.
It'd be great to have Moro back in the team, though.
Yeah, that's
playing
true.
For England,
Yeah, that great tackle he did on Lovell, actually.
Yeah, we're trying to build a team that can definitely lose tonight to Belgium. That's the whole point. So keep your very scattergun random autographs coming this afternoon.
Now,
not if you've kind of collected books and books of them, but just weird and wonderful ones.
Now, you were going to tell me something.
TSHNJ.
You were going to tell me something about you for a change.
I've not told anybody about this. I've done it twice now. I'm not embarrassed about it, but the fact it happened for a second time the other day, I thought I should share it with you. Maybe it's a quirk of Russia. Maybe I've just been unlucky. But I've walked on two women on the loo.
Really?
Twice, in different pubs across Russia on this trip. Yeah. I've opened the door, in all innocence, because there are a lot of kind of unisex loos. They just have WCs. They're not men's or women's.
No, that's right.
You just open the door. So is it a thing about women in this country not locking the door when they go to the loo?
I don't know. Perhaps they knew you were
the
out.
The first time, effectively, this was in the pub in St. Petersburg, our regular pub over the road.
Yeah.
And the young lady had more or less readjusted herself and had finished what she was doing.
Well,
the second
good
one,
news there.
The second one back in in Sochi.
Yeah.
She was mid-flow.
Oh, dear.
That wasn't her name.
She's a lovely girl.
Yeah, she was, yeah, that's right. She'd not had a chance, and she went, ah! And then quickly leant forward.
A bit like Clive Tilsley.
Yeah, a bit like, yeah. Ah! She went like that, yeah. Leant forward, and yeah. Closed the door. And she learnt the English phrase, well, lock the bleeding door then. So I don't know if she's going to be using that anywhere around it. But, it's happened twice.
Well, it's very unusual. Talking of unusual, I saw something yesterday I have never, ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I went to the loo in the airport in Moscow.
Yeah.
And I saw this fella, I took a photo of him, drying himself fully on a hand dryer.
Yeah.
He'd obviously had like a bath or she'd like tried to... And he kept cursing every...
He'd had a little wash, hadn't he, in the sink.
You know how they time out these things?
Yeah.
So every time it timed out, he kept cursing and then putting it back on
So he was
on
trying
again.
To have a full body wash under one of these Dyson, Terry Dyson hand dryers.
Tremendous. Well, yeah. Well done to him.
And we've also noticed on telly, the Russian sitcoms, I think it's fair to say, are very broad.
Yes, they would be, yeah.
I mean, Mrs. Brezhnev's boys over here, I sense equivalent of it.
That'd be very good,
if Brendan sold it to Russia,
yeah, that's what
he'd
be
do
called.
Quite well, because most of them involve sort of blokes in silly hats leering at dolly birds.
Well, you
and
know.
It doesn't look like they're from the 70s. Look, they're in HD. They've been made now.
Well, you know.
So I don't think there's any version of Curb.
No,
maybe that's your
doubt
little
it.
Window, Andy.
I was telling John yesterday, it's always fun being with somebody younger and sort of education. I said to him, how much we look like, we've done a lot of lookalikes, but our own lookalikes are Dolce and Gabbana. And he Googled it. And he was amazed.
We do look a bit... he's fairly angular, wasn't he? Yeah. The other one's short with a beard.
And funnily enough, Dolce is a sort of anxious Spurs fan. He never thinks they're going to do any good. Yeah. And Gabbana goes postal every time Chelsea lose. So they are very similar
They're very
us.
Similar people.
Look,
that's
listeners,
true.
Look, have a Google it and you'll see they're exactly like us.
Yeah.
And they also like to shrink wrap the luggage. They like to shrink wrap...
Yeah, they're really into... It's a bit worrying because we've not bothered yet, but they obviously have a very low opinion of Russian baggage handlers because practically every bag we see apart from our own is covered in cling film. Yeah,
that's right.
Isn't it? They're paranoid.
So John's a bit of a nervous fly, as we told you yesterday. So yeah. I thought it'd be a good idea if we shrink-wrapped him, the broadcast equipment, and his bag all together, all in one package, and just put him in the hold.
Might be a bit chilly at 35,000 feet. Put your hoodie on.
He seemed to be less keen on that.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw a remarkably chinless bloke at the airport, a sort of reverse Bruce Forsyth. Not nice to see you. Not nice, he said to me.
Okay.
He was reverse Bruce.
I didn't spot reverse Bruce Forsyth.
John spotted a very good Gary Newbon lookalike at the airport.
We played a bit of lookalike cricket.
Yeah, he said he'd even brought his fireplace from that show that he does, you know, that they've shown the summer when some reason they're sitting around a blazing fireplace. And there was an announcement at the airport, at Kaliningrad Airport, using illegal taxis is dangerous for your life and health.
Yeah.
John said, using legal ones isn't much better. I thought he had a point.
There's some quite eclectic stuff in our hotel here in Kaliningrad, including quite a lot all over the hotel. There are kind of anti-Chicago Bulls stickers that people have put
there.
It's the Chicago Bulls with a big kind of cross through it. So we think Larry Bird must own the place. We think they're all Celtics. I mean, we'll talk basketball. As you're an expert on all sports, Andy, as you told our fixer last night, have a chat with him about basketball and see what you get back.
Well, I'll try and see what's going on. And John's been allocated a fine room. Is that the presidential suite?
Yeah. Look, it's a bit shabby, but it's about five sizes bigger than everybody else's. It's weird. It needs a golf cart to get round it. It's amazing.
Yeah, and another remarkable breakfast this morning. Reasonably priced at 400 rubles, not like the other one we had the other day. But honestly...
About £5, basically.
The pancakes, I don't know how you ate them. I couldn't even get them
off. It was the only thing I could eat.
But they were stuck to the tray that they came on, I thought.
A minor inconvenience.
Well, I suppose so, yeah. I don't know.
So anyway, we want to build a team that's definitely going to lose to Belgium, and it just involves random scattergun autographs, not whole books full, just weird ones. Timmy Mallett, says Si. So met him in Colchester. We'd play.
No, I'm not putting Mallett.
You don't want Mallett in the team?
He's not that obscure.
Not even on the bench?
Put him on the bench. Yeah.
Okay, Mallett on the bench. All right, well, look, we're going to build a team definitely to lose tonight.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Jacob's live from Kaliningrad ahead of England versus Belgium, and it's been nice to check in with people back home throughout the tournament to get a feel for what's happening in the UK. Mm. And we do that now with a friend of the show, TV presenter, comedian. It is Mark Dolan.
Hello, boys. Listen, it's great to speak to you over all those thousands of miles. And I've got the studio to myself, which is very nice. I'm in Andy's chair. I hope that's all right, Andy.
That's fine, Mark. And
if it's got a lot of dropped chocolate on it, and it tends to get on Goffy's white trousers. So do be careful if you're wearing a white suit today.
Definitely. I've been through your posts and everything. Nothing. No bad surprises.
Just the normal bills. And, now, before we talk
football...
Well,
one sec, though. Yeah, if we lose the line, though, you'll be broadcasting on your own. So I hope you've got plenty of material.
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, look, endless speculation about tonight. And I think we're all in a pickle because it's like Brexit. No one can really decide whether this should be good or bad. And, you know, should we sort of like, you know, aim to lose? I think it would be very England to win a game we're supposed to lose. I think that would be a classic sort of scenario that's unique to England fans. But yeah, I mean, you know, you can't play that game, can you, of saying, oh, well, we'll try and get a lesser team because, you know, Iceland was a lesser team a couple of years ago and look what happened there.
Indeed.
Yeah, perhaps they can organise a referendum this afternoon. The great British public can have a vote.
Should we
lose or should we win?
Yeah, they're brilliant for this country, referenda. We really enjoy them and they obviously, you know, solve so many problems.
Absolutely.
Belgxit doesn't really work, does it? Now, we've been on the road with our producer, John, and our head of football, David, and of course we eat out every evening. And we split the bill four ways. We think it's a much simpler thing to do. It's not like, didn't you have the chicken and didn't you have an extra drink?
Yeah,
therein lies madness. But I understand one of the reasons you've joined us today is to say that Brits get worried when the bill turns up in a restaurant.
Well, you know, there are lots of things I'm known for. Balls of Steel, my documentaries, my glittering stand-up career. But I'm also known to be passionate about mobile banking, boys.
Of course you are.
Big thing of mine, of course. And no, the bottom line is, I've got to admit, I'm a bit like Prince Charles. I don't carry cash, right? And partly because I don't know if these new notes fly out of my pocket and I never seem to have the right amount. And obviously, you're slightly vulnerable to having it nicked off you, aren't you? So I do sort of a lot of online mobile banking and I sort of do these payments and stuff. And there's just this platform called Payem, which is the UK's mobile payment service. It lets you send and receive money between friends and family directly with just a mobile phone number. And basically, if you've got the banking app on your phone from most of the high street banks, then Payem is built into that. So it's like, if I need to send you money, then I just got your mobile and away we go. And it is good because I think the problem you've got, I don't know about you guys when you go out for dinner and stuff, but I always get next to somebody that's like had a starter and they've ordered like extra bread. They seem to be nursing quite a significant drink problem. And then when it comes to the bill, it's like, oh, well, we're British, so we'll just be reasonable about it, split it, you know, evenly. And actually, you know, people are on a tight budget and, you know, times are hard in a lot of households. And therefore, you know, that sort of discrepancy of 10, 15, 20 quid on a night out is quite significant. And if everyone's got their, whatever their bank is, if they've got the app on their phone, it's like, oh, you know what, I'm down 10 quid, ping it over to me. It's an informal way of doing it. And I think it's probably good because although you pretend, I don't know if you get this with rounds, but we pretend that it doesn't matter. It's all, don't worry, I'll get it next time. But people remember, don't they? And it can kind of like, you know, build up in your head. You're like, that's Steve.
You'd be the bloke where half the people have gone and you got the first round in where there were 20 blokes there and then there's four people left drinking Coke and you're dying inside.
And there's a big cultural thing for me because my missus is German and obviously I'm still laughing about yesterday.
Of course.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting about that is that the Germans, as we know, generally, they're very direct people. I remember when we first met, before I had Maria sort of trained up in kind of British etiquette, about 20 years ago we were like looking for a flat and we would go to these different places and I would say, oh lovely, well, I really like the carpet and it's excellent light, is that south facing? And my Mrs. Maria would say, this is a bad apartment, we won't be renting it, goodbye. Really? Yeah, I mean, wow. I'm exaggerating slightly, but she's like, no, it's not right for us, but thanks. You know, we were hoping to be on the Northern Line. But actually, that is, what I've enjoyed about my German relatives, they're very direct. And if you go, I don't know how it is in Russia, but if you go out drinking or for food in, let's say, Munich, at the end, the waiter will come and speak to each person, say, what did you have? What did you have? And you pay separately.
Really?
Yeah. And that's it, which I think is like a shame, because I think the nice thing about, you know, our culture is it is a rounds culture, isn't it? I'll get the next one sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it does mean that you can be a little bit out of pocket, and without sounding too mean about it. You need an option. I think it's, I mean, with this pay-em thing, it's like, it's a bit like sending a text message and the person gets your money. And I do think it makes life easier, and it probably is going to save a few friendships, I reckon.
So your missus, how has she taken defeat last night? Is she into football?
Yeah, she is. And she's used to winning, as the Germans are.
Yeah, true.
So she's puzzled. And I think she expects heads to roll. They're not. I don't know. She's out of her comfort zone. I mean, strangely, she lives in England and she's got a British husband and two very England supporting sons. So I think she's going to cross the floor of the house. And she'll be waving the St George's flag tonight.
I think a lot of German people.
Jens Lehmann said on breakfast, he'd be getting behind England.
We'll feel that. Why not? And funny enough, you mentioned pickpocketing, and we've had a lovely time out here. But there was just one time where we were late at night walking around Sochi, and you were a bit worried, weren't you? Because
I had my pocket picked in Barcelona much later in the evening, but it was that old classic, they wrap the leg around you, hey, English, enjoy the football, and then they take your mobile phone, and there was a couple of slight,
you kept saying that, I'm sure he's going to wrap his leg
around. I was waiting for him to wrap his and I was ready for him. He was going to get
I was holding on. Once
but they were the only slightly moody moment in what has been a fantastic
trip.
But beyond that it's been absolutely
fine. I mean, it's funny that cash is sort of in a way, people haven't got cash on them anymore, have they? And I think
Andy has, if there's any muggers out there. He got about
is that right?
300 quid
out
last night.
I can't be bothered to keep going to the ATM.
This is a man like you, Mark, it's a trail of fivers and tenners behind Andy in the TalkSport offices. Just follow him. He's always dropping money out of his pockets. He's the worst person to have 200 quid in cash in his pocket. Not a great idea.
He's so bling. But I mean, I've got to say, and I'm just going to get it out there now, that I've already got the winner of the World Cup, right?
Good.
It is TalkSport. I've got to say it now. I know I sound like a caller that's managed to wrestle myself on air.
You're like Pele when he goes to a country and says they're going to win.
I'm sure he was on Radio 5 the other day.
I'm like the Pope. I'm going to kiss the turf wherever I go. But No. It's been phenomenal. Durham and yourselves have absolutely nailed it this year. And I've got so little work done because of this World Cup and the coverage and the speculation. I can't wait for tonight.
We should say that Mark used to work for TalkSport.
He did
many
in the very early days.
I still know where the kettle is and the mouse traps. Mike Perry's secret
stash
alcohol.
Yeah, it's
cupboard.
In a filing cabinet. It's like the Sweeney, isn't it?
Yeah, he's like a 1970s GP. There's one drawer and there's just bottles in there. But it always feels like a homecoming. The place is still filthy, but great radio.
Now, just very quickly, we were talking today about random autographs, just scattergun autographs you've picked up over the years. Not if you're an avid collector, but you just got one or two in a book and you kind of look back at it. We've had one from, we're going to put these in the England team that are definitely going to lose to Belgium today because we need that clearly. Richard Phillips says, I caught a Laker flight to New York in 1977 and saw David Hockney on the flight and got his autograph on the back of an immigration form. Still have it. So I think David Hockney, the fine British artist,
fantastic. We'll
put him in that side to play Belgium tonight, won't we?
He could draw a lovely painting of the aftermatch of the pool. You know, he's famous.
That will be around the players around the pool, yeah. Mark, have you ever got any kind of odd, random scattergun autographs?
I mean, I absolutely do love radio, and I remember back in the 80s as just a radio listener, and there were these people that you guys have probably know, but well, not really household names on stations like LBC and the Beeb and stuff. So, like, I had Steve Allen from LBC.
Oh, yeah.
I had a signed photograph of this guy. And
I'm not putting Steve Allen in the team.
You know, Pete Murray, this guy called Pete Murray, who presented Jukebox.
Pete Murray is a target man up front.
Pete Murray,
he's taller than you, Mark.
Oh my God, he was a giant, a gentle giant. And I was starstruck. It was like literally, this guy was like a superstar. And that's what happens. Kids are great, aren't they? Because they don't really understand the celebrity. celebrity sort of hierarchy, you know. And to me, this guy that hosted a late night show at one in the morning was like, you know, oh my God, I'm in his presence. And I tell you what, though, they're lucky celebrities now, because autographs, that was a hassle. Do you know what I mean? And occasionally, someone will, you know, somebody whose life has turned out terribly will actually ask me to scribble something down. Can you imagine a Mark Dolan autograph? I'm terrible because I write an essay. I'm like, dear so and so. I get too much. I try to improve the value of it by putting a lot more information. Like, I hope your sister's kidneys get better, you know, the donor. I'm sure it'll happen. And, you know, all they wanted was best wishes, Mark Dolan, probably so they can stick it on eBay for 50p. But, you know, now you get the photograph taken. The weirdest thing that happened to me on that side of it was that it was just after I've been doing Balls of Steel, and someone was nice and came up to me and went, oh my God, Balls of Steel, love that show. And, you know, they were chatting and we got a selfie and everything. And, you know, I'm a self-employed comedian. I've got time on my hands, you know, so we're chatting. After about 10 minutes, this person, this super fan, is like, okay, Mark, I'm really going to have to go now because, you know, I got a supermarket, gets busy. You know, it's literally the fan has kind of talked their way out of the conversation.
It's not good when that happens. Mark, it's been a pleasure as always. Thanks, keep enjoying the World Cup.
Brilliant, Mark.
And we will catch up with you soon. All
the
best.
Cheers, boys.
Take care. Mark Dolan there, back in London. Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs here on Talk Sport. The Moose will be joining us shortly, but you may fancy a flutter on these World Cup games. And if that is the case, then of course, Bet365, Steve Freeth is your man. Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon, boys.
Now, we put a showbiz team together based on random autographs that people have picked up over the years. And it did feature Barbara Knox, Rita from Corrie, and Neville Southall, of course, only during his time at Torquay. And I see an intriguing tweet from you, Steve, saying, I've also got signed photographs of Barbara Knox and Neville Southall, plus many more. So is that your thing, the signed photo, Steve?
It was as a kid, as a teenager. I used to write, I don't know, 20, 30 letters a day to different people. Obviously, times were different then. And I've got
I think they call that stalking.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, it's funny you should say that. No, that's a joke, of course. I've got hundreds of them, and I've got some. I'm just trying to think of some strange ones, you know, that I've got. I've got loads of Coronation Street, EastEnders, TVAM as well. I've got that. And then I remember Grimsby Town sending me like 14 signed photos. Like Nigel Batch, the goalkeeper, I remember him, and Drinkle, and Gary Lund, I think I had him. Kevin Drinkle, I've got,
Who hasn't got Nigel Batch in their autograph?
Exactly. Well, we've all got Nigel Batch, haven't
we? Anyway, never mind that. We've got some important business to get through here, Steve.
Yeah, TV format, Steve. We've got just a couple to run past you today. We're going to make you a star, as you know.
Okay.
Bob and Arbroath's been in touch.
Oh, yeah, has he come up
And he's got one. He wants you to do a series about famous comedy catchphrases, does Bob.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, and you do a different one every week. And it's got a kind of generic title. And it said, it's I'm Freeth. Of course, from Are You Being Served, John Mitchell, which you need to say in a kind of slightly high-pitched voice.
It's funny you should say that. I've actually got I'm Freeth written down here as well.
Really?
Oh, well.
That's where I go around betting shops asking if I've been served.
that's fair enough. But I think Bob's proposal is more, it's got more meat on the bone.
I think I'm very excited.
I just came up with this one just before Steve came on. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah.
It's called Cow Den Freeth. And basically, Steve teams up with former Chelsea skipper Dennis Wise to offer a guide to dairy farming.
That's a great show. That could be the new country file. and I've got one which is about basically you turning up at airports and train stations very, very late and seeing if you can really take it to the wire but still get on board in the show by the skin of his freeth. three formats. I mean, we've got one more day left. I've got to be honest, we are scraping the barrel
now. I've got one more for tomorrow. I'm saving it.
Yeah, we may
and
spend
it's terrible.
Most
I
of tonight
about
trying to come up with one last format for you. So if the listeners have got any, we're looking for, well, I think we've done them all, if you haven't, but we are looking.
Maybe signed photos could be the way forward, guys. I'll dig out some really old photos.
That sounds like
a great
winner.
Radio.
Mr. Saturday Night.
I'm good.
Cheers, Steve. All right, Steve. Thank you very much.
Thank
you very much.
Thanks very much. Steve Freeth there from Bet365.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Just seeing some pictures of Diego on his flight that someone is with. He's drinking shots. He rests them on his arm, tips them into his mouth. He's got a whole table full of food in front of him. He is a man living the vida loca, isn't he?
He's not for much longer, would be my guess.
He's very much enjoying his life, and who can blame him? Yeah.
God, dear.
So, Andy, do you have anything else for us from the reserve list?
Oh, yes.
I know what happened. Everything must go. You'll spend the last five minutes before our final show.
I wasn't quite expecting, but I can.
Kind of Moose after the travel.
Well, we were listening yesterday to... this is a good one. Yeah, we'll try this one. Because we walked past the Pushkin Museum, do you remember, in Moscow?
Yeah, we did, that's right.
Dedicated to the famous poet. And I've decided there should also be a Pushin Museum dedicated to Russian queue jumpers.
Oh, yeah, they're not... As everybody says, if you've been on a holiday with Russian tourists, not the finest queues.
No, they're not really, no.
Grasped the concept of them.
And we did see, in St. Petersburg, we spotted a tackle shop.
Yeah.
And we did spot a bloke fishing in the river there.
Yeah.
And
I think you've done this.
No, because it leads to this. And Nigel, we were listening yesterday, to Fisherman's Blues, as you do when you're flying from Moscow to Kaliningrad.
Yeah, I was listening, yeah.
You were saying to me, Nigel, you know, once again, he loves to try and get kids involved in fishing.
He does.
And honestly...
It's a good thing.
No, well, he is, but I think he's wasting his time.
Why?
Because they're not interested.
They are interested.
They're not.
You didn't listen to the show, I listened.
Well, I don't think
Up in Hull, they've had 1,200 kids turn out.
Yes, but most kids these days. Unless you can do it in 3-second bursts on your phone, it's not worth bothering.
Let me stand Nigel's corner. 1,200 kids, they turn up, they give them the rod, they give them the reel, they show them how to handle the fish, and as soon as they've done it, they are hooked.
Well, they would be,
Try fishing for the... Andy, Nigel's got to take you... I used to go as a kid,
catching gudgeon in the River Lee. I did once meet Keith in... Sion Park.
Oh.
He was catching trout, and he gave me one to take home.
Yeah, he gave you a trout to take. I thought he was catching release.
No, I think this is a lake where you can catch them to eat. Wow. But it was all brown. It was horrible.
It was a brown trout. Clues in the name.
Yeah, I suppose it was, really.
You're great, you are. Nigel, I'm standing in your corner, mate. Keep taking those kids fishing. It's a brilliant
idea. We were in the stadium...
Wouldn't you rather they did that and sat on the PlayStation?
No, I'm quite happy.
You've overturned a hornet's nest now. I'm really quite angry with you. I've been so angry in 2 weeks of living with you. Talking nonsense, man.
Charles Sale will be listening.
They've finally fallen out.
Now, the thing is, we were in the stadium the other night, and the attendance figures came up. And we mentioned the fact that people applaud.
They always applaud. The attendance
and also the thing where we were in canals in St. Petersburg, and if you wave at people in canals, they're on boats.
So I said, not if they're drowning. Stevie Smith there. I think you find they're drowning, not waving.
But when you wave at them, they wave back, which we said is like Pavlov's dog. You said it'd be great if Pavlov actually had a dog, like a greyhound.
With Pavlov's 113 at Romford. I'm lumping on Pavlov's dog. Everybody's talking about him, apparently. Would be good, wouldn't it?
Tremendous.
Now, the only person who doesn't do that Pavlov's dog thing and wave back at people from a boat is our producer, John Callaghan. This is the man that let a young girl with a sponge hand, not a real sponge hand, obviously, she was wearing one.
We've established she didn't have a sponge hand.
But she was one in the fans, they like a high five. We're British, we don't get on. But they like to high five everybody, but they're only being friendly. They're young kids, they're making a few quid. Possibly even volunteers. Yeah. So you all do it.
They volunteer. You're reluctant. Making a few calls.
You're reluctant. You could do without it, being British, but you do it.
Yeah.
Not Mr. Callaghan.
No.
Leaves her hanging. They're about 15. Her old bottom lip's going. She's there with her big sponge hand in the air. And he brushes past her like she's not there.
You said there was something else that he does.
It
like
was about the fifth one of the about the hour, though. I think it does get quite wearing.
Something came up this morning where he doesn't join in and do that. I can't remember what his name reminders.
Maybe walk around London, rush hour, Andy. Go to work one day on the old lovey train with a big sponge hand on, and see how many people, apropos of nothing, on a day there's a train strike, give you the old high five with your sponge hand. Probably get a punch in the nose.
Isn't that famous actress that I see? She'll give you a high five.
I'm sure she will.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
It's Paul Hawksby. Andy Jacobs here on Talk Sports, and we turn once again to Tinsel the Turkey, our predictive animal that he's been with us throughout the World Cup.
He's on sensational form.
Well, last night he called Switzerland 2-0. He didn't, you know, they did get a goal back, of course. Did Costa Rica, but it was 2-2 in the end, wasn't it?
2-2 I think he knew Switzerland were through. He thought it would be 2-0. He was right, and then he anticipated they might sort of ease off a bit. I was speaking to my wife last night, catching up with her, and you know, and getting her critique. She's very much enjoying the shows.
One thing she's not sure about.
She said to me, "I don't like that puppet you've got."
Yes.
I said, "What are you talking about? You know that puppet that you know that you speak to?" I said, "It's not a puppet. You mean tinsel?
It's a turkey. Works for FIFA. It's not a puppet.
It's not a puppet.
How dare she?" Tinsel, see what Tinsel makes that. All right, Tinsel. No, we know you're not a puppet.
I know.
We've just told her.
But she said to me, "I don't like his voice."
I think you've got a nice voice.
I do too.
Give us a bit more, Tinsel.
It's a rich voice. It's great for radio.
It's in our old mate Joe Pasquale's envelope. Yeah. I'll give you that. But that doesn't make it bad, does it, I think?
I think so.
You didn't get it right last night. It was a draw. You called a couple of direct hits, but not yesterday, Tinsel. Reaction to that? Yeah, all right, mate. He said, if I can predict all the results, I wouldn't be doing this for £25 a pop, would I?
Is that all he gets from FIFA?
From us.
Oh, right, I'm sorry.
£25.
Surely he's on more from FIFA.
Oh, yeah, he's on a decent, anybody at FIFA.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do quite well out of it. I'm sure the expenses work out very nicely.
I don't know where he's staying, Tinsel, but it won't be at the place we're staying at.
No, he'll be in the FIFA hotel. So let's just give you this team. We've asked the listeners today for random autographs, because just to recap very quickly, Barry Chuckle drove us in, and that was among the random autographs, the scattergun autographs our producer John has in his book, that and Neville Southall whilst at Torquay, not Neville Southall at any other period of his life, not in his thin white Duke period. or is a lad insane period, but just at Torquay. Yeah. So what we've done, we've put 11 together that England can. They'll definitely lose tonight against Belgium with this team. There are people that have been sending the listeners just the one or two autographs that they have in their autograph book. So Tinsel, have a listen to this.
Is he old enough, Tinsel, to know some of these names?
Yeah. He'll ask his dad.
Okay.
Although I don't think his dad's no longer with us. I think he got served with some roast potatoes.
I think he went at Christmas.
Yeah, it's such a shame. They often do. It's a bad. So many of them go at Christmas, don't they? I wonder why that is.
Terrible,
so many of Tinsel's family around the 25th of December. It's a terrible coincidence.
Very sad. But he wears a black armband.
He wears it every day of his life. Petula Clark.
He had arms, of course.
In goal. Petula Clark.
Petula Clark, yeah.
The back three of Paul Chuckle, Barry Chuckle, and I can't even read
my name. Rita Fairclough.
Rita Fairclough, yeah. Barbara Knox.
Yeah, that's right.
The wing backs, we've got Bernie Clifton. And his ostrich.
Yeah. Well, he liked that.
Yeah, they're both the ostrich. Actually, I'll tell you what, we're going to play the ostrich left wing back. Yeah. We'll play Bernie on the right, we'll play the ostrich on the left.
You can't separate.
Well, it's about time. It's about time somebody did. In the defensive midfield role, June Brown from Eastleys.
she's in the engine. She smokes a lot, though. Can she keep going?
Well, it doesn't matter. We want to lose.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We got Neville Southall when he was at Torquay.
Yeah.
He's also in midfield.
Yeah.
And who else we got in the midfield?
You're right.
My writing's terrible. I've just scrawled this down.
Well,
it's quite terrible. Russell Cobb, the former Notts cricketer, he's playing there.
Oh, really?
And then up front, David Hockney, the artist, playing off of the Sky Knights, Patrick Moore.
Okay.
So there we are. Thanks for all those suggestions this afternoon. Tinsel, your reaction to that team? It still beat Germany, he says. Still beat Germany. So let's have a look at tonight then. England versus Belgium. The battle to lose. How do you see it, Tinsel? Okay. A testimonial pace 1-1 is what he's predicting.
Really?
He thinks they're both going to have a cigar on.
I am full of admiration for you, how fluent you are in gobble.
Well, I learnt gobble at a young age.
Yes.
and I've just perfected it over the years.
Tremendous, honestly.
It's a wonderful language.
No, it's
more
incredible.
People should speak
I'm really impressed.
Tinsel, all the best. Have a great day. You working for FIFA tonight? Yeah, he's trying to get the X's up. He's got a few. He's got a lot of receipts, a lot of spurious. He's been picking them off the floor.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Thank you, Tinsel. There's Tinsel the turkey there.
He's great, Tinsel.
Ahead of today's game. Do you got anything else for us, Andy?
Well, only that speaking to my wife, she then said to me, I was explaining to her the FIFA exhibition.
Yeah.
And I was sort of enthusing her and saying that they've got every post from every World Cup. I said, they've got all the balls from every World Cup. She said, what, they've got every ball from every World Cup? I said,
blimey. They'd have to need a warehouse.
10 warehouses.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Crackers has been in touch. Crackers works for us, of course, outside the Spurs training ground. And he said, will you please tell that ungrateful turkey it's £25 more than I get on transfer deadline day. Fantastic. Yeah. We will let him know. Yeah, he doesn't know he's born, Crackers. Thank you very much for that.
And one of the things that's happened, I've gone to my reserve list now.
Oh, okay, we're on
these
the reserve list.
These are all the pieces, that things I've written down, but we haven't had time to get in. Doesn't mean they're of lesser quality.
Okay.
And when we were on the train from St. Petersburg to Moscow, John showed us a clip of Ray Stubbs of TalkSport 2.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen this clip, really. It was it was from 2000.
It was in Millennium Dome,
Millennium Dome. Ray, with Peter Snow,
Snow,
had to jump off the top of the Millennium Dome into a whole pile of cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
And it was an incredible thing, really. And he sort of made this noise, didn't he? When he went, oh, like that, which I suppose you would, really.
You know, yeah, you would do. You know. They couldn't find him in the cardboard boxes.
No.
They
were getting quite frantic. I thought, oh, blimey, Ray. I mean, thank God we know Ray's all right.
But yeah, of course he is.
On the night, you'd have watched that.
Next time I see him at work when we're back, I don't know if it's traumatic for him or whether he's having to talk about it.
No, he's happy because Mike Bovill, head of TalkSport 2, when we moved to the 18th floor, our new fabulous new studio in
South. We're going to restage that.
Yeah, we're going to recreate it.
Off the mini shard.
Ray's going to go off the mini shard into a pile of cardboard boxes.
Can't he just go straight into the Thames? I'm sorry, we won't do that, Ray. We'd fish you out. We'd have divers on board, of course. But anyway, that would be a great, great publicity for TalkSport 2, wouldn't it? It would be amazing.
I think so.
So there we are. That was the best of this. What I'm saying is just lock the door. If you lock the door, I'm not walking in on people. I mean, maybe I've just been unlucky.
It is quite unlucky, yeah, but, you know, never mind.
I feel a bit seedy now. I mean, maybe I shouldn't have let on. I'm getting grief from the missus. Anyway, we're back here tomorrow after the game. We'll be in the stadium tonight, so we'll bring you a reaction to that match and what went on when we were in the ground. Enjoy the match, and we will catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks for downloading us. But I've walked on two women on the loo.
Really?
Twice in different pubs across Russia on this trip. Well, lock the bleeding door then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.